This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello, everyone. Elaine Coe reporting for AvWeb at AirVenture 2016. The Commemorative Air Force announced this week it's launching a new educational film project focusing on women Air Force service pilots. We spoke to Heather Penny, the National Program Chair for Rise Above WASP, about the mission of the film and what this story can teach young women.
Our project is an educational outreach to young people, specifically looking at young women, featuring the history and the inspirational stories and legacy of the women Air Force service pilots, telling their story, and then also in the legacy of our Red Tail Rise Above, using those same principles to provide tool sets for young people to be able to overcome their own barriers in order to be able to achieve their personal potential in service of this nation. We're looking specifically at young women because we happen to know that girls in the middle school ages and then also again in high school experience what we call a confidence gap. So you see them really achieving and outperforming certain peer groups until they hit those ages. And then they decline in their performance academically, etc. So we're targeting those age groups with this story in order to be able to reinvigorate them and help them believe in themselves and giving them, again, like I said, the tool sets to be able to internalize beliefs about, you know, never give up, expect to win, be prepared, so that they can go on and achieve their personal potential. So telling that story of the history of the women Air Force service pilots, I mean, it's a little challenging sometimes for people to understand today in the world that we live in that at that time during World War II, despite the tremendous need, women really were not allowed to fight for our nation. We were not allowed to be part of that effort to win. And it was actually really contentious just to bring women into the workforce itself. There's not a single mission domestically that they didn't do. They were ferry pilots, they were test pilots, they were instructor pilots. And then when the program was ended, they actually had to pay their own way home. 38 WASP died in service to our nation during the course of this experimental program. And there was no recognition. There was no honors. And their fellow WASP had to make a collection just to send the body back home for burial. And then their records were sealed for well over 30 years. So it's only recently that we're really beginning to learn their story and learn their impact. So to be able to take their story, make that come alive, and be able to live their legacy, I think, is a tremendous opportunity. So the film project, we'll be bringing this film, a short film, again, very much like Red Tail, to all of the CAF units. We have over 60 units nationwide, over 11,000 members, and we'll be using a short film between 15 and 30 minutes long, narrative. It'll be immersive. It'll be experiential. And we'll bring the story of the WASP to these young people, again, with the tool sets necessary to be able to let the children that experience the film walk out and have a plan for how they're going to achieve. We're looking at approximately right now our initial fundraising target is $1 million. The film will be approximately $500,000. And then, of course, in order to be able to provide the distribution of the film, then we need to acquire the domed theaters, the portable domed theaters. That'll be able to maximize our outreach to young people. So that's one thing that's really neat about this new dome technology is that we're able to, for a relatively affordable price, expand our outreach beyond the Red Tail trailer, which has been so successful for us. I mean, over 200,000 people have seen the Red Tail film through that trailer. And so we want to be able to take that and then have a force multiplier through these domed theaters. We'll have a variety of different fundraising, so expect to see crowdfunding, expect to see Kickstarter, and a variety of other fundraising efforts. Really, this is a plea to people out there. If you think that this is important, if you believe in the WASP, if you believe in service to our nation, if you want to keep these memories alive, service, patriotism, dedication, and be able to invest in our future, invest in our children, bring the attributes, the character, the integrity of the greatest generation and instill those into our future generations, this is how we do this. RiseAboveWASP.org is our website, so we've got incredible resources there. Check back in for updates and, of course, also fundraising. So please share with your friends. Let's make this happen. If not just for the WASP, but for our future children.